Hi there, my name's Ross Crawford and welcome to the Redditch Standard Podcast. This week, unfortunately, we have no guest because we were due to have last year's Mayor, Councillor Juliette Brunner, joining us to talk about her year. And I know she had a fantastic year, and I think by everyone's measure, she was a fantastic mayor as well. But unfortunately, her son fell ill overnight and she's been unable to come in. So I'm afraid it's just me and Claire. But when I say me and Claire, and just, we've got the fabulous Claire, who looks after all our leisure. And so, hello there, Claire.
Hello, it's lovely to be here. I'm sorry the mayor's son is not well, but I'm happy to step in. And I hope I can chat with you about the week's news and all the exciting things going on in town.
No problem for a pro like yourself. As I was saying, we wish Councillor Brunner's son all the very best, a fast recovery. And we wish her well as well. Now, looking at this week's news, it's another packed week in Redditch. Absolutely packed. And we're going to start with a story which I kind of witnessed on Saturday. And I witnessed part of this. And it's to do with dogs running loose at Arrow Valley Park. And I've got a dog. I love my dog to be running loose. But apparently at Arrow Valley Park, some dogs have been chasing after the geese, the goslings, and unfortunately, two of them have been killed in an incident.
Oh, it's so sad, isn't it? It's terrible.
It is, yes. And obviously, Arrow Valley Park, it's a fantastic place. It's a fantastic venue. There's some superb birds there, the swans, the geese, the herons. It's a great place to visit. And as I said, everyone loves their dog to roam free. But you've got to keep them under some degree of control, haven't you?
Yeah. Do we know how it happened? Did the dogs just attack them, or was it from? I saw pictures in the paper or pictures you put online of a goose stuck in a net.
Well, that happened last week. I mean, this isn't something that's just happened. This is a kind of ongoing incident. Hmm. Because Arrow Valley Park, obviously, it's popular with humans, but it's obviously very popular with the birds as well. And they come to Redditch and they nest and the eggs hatch and they get cygnets and goslings. And obviously, they're vulnerable birds. You know, they're vulnerable when they're that young. And undoubtedly, many have been lost anyway just through natural wildlife attacks, maybe from foxes or such like. But, you know, when a domestic dog, which should be kept under control, chases after them. And the incident with the net, that happened last week.
Oh my goodness, so this is the second incident.
Yeah, well, that's right, and that we know of. And a dog chased one of the geese, and the goose made a run for it, and got itself trapped in some of the fishing nets, and had to be rescued. There's a fantastic organisation called the Witchbold Swan Rescue. Now, as we all know, Witchbold is between Droitwich and Bromsgrove, but they've got one of their representatives lives in Redditch, and although it's got the name Witchbold, it in fact covers the Redditch-Bromsgrove area. They're a fantastic charity as well. They depend solely on voluntary contributions as well from members of the public.
I was actually there last week. They've got a little swimming pool company, and I was helping somebody sort their swimming pool out. And I saw they've probably got 50 swans and geese Wow. there in the pen. And I was asking the lady about them. And yeah, they come from all over the country. And she rescues them and puts them back together and fixes their broken wings and everything. And it's all charity. And it's just such an incredible organisation. And they're an incredible family. So
it's the Harrigan family, I think.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And yeah. In fact, I think Mrs. Harrigan hasn't been very well the last couple of weeks. But I think she's out of hospital now. And I just have so much admiration for them. But she was telling me, that daughter was telling me some of the stories. She was saying that over in Worcester a few months ago or a few weeks ago, a little boy was running around and stomping on little chicks. Yes. I had tears in my eyes, Ross. It was like, you don't understand how these people and what these parents are, you know, how irresponsible they can be. And it's the same with dogs. If you've got a dog you in that situation that you think could be running after these beautiful creatures, you don't let them into the water or you don't let them run off. It's just appalling, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the incident with the two Goslings that we've got pictured in the paper, online, they will be pictured in the paper. This dog attacked two Goslings. There was a witness, and the witness was appalled at what had happened. And she approached the dog owner, and the dog owner said, "Don't worry, I will take these two Goslings, I'll take them to the vets." But the dog owner was then spotted putting the injured Goslings under a bush and then leaving the scene.
Oh my goodness.
I know. And by the time Swan Rescue, John Stewart is their representative in Redditch, by the time he got there, it was too late to save the Goslings.
Oh.
So first of all, we got the dog attack, and then we've got the
hiding of the evidence and murdering those poor creatures. It's terrible.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And on Saturday, I was down at Arrow Valley Lake myself, and there was a dog in the water chasing after a swan. And this, obviously, the swan, if it wanted to, could have just flown off.
Mm.
But this dog was doggedly swimming after this swan. And obviously, the owners were going berserk on the side, calling at their dog, trying to get it under control. And it was only when I think the dog got really tired that it actually eventually made its way to shore. So yes, it's, you know, you've got to keep your dog under control.
I'm speechless after hearing about the guy hiding the two cygnets under a bush and just leaving. I mean, that's really upset me for today, Ross.
Terrible. Sorry about that.
We are so lucky having... I remember reading an article you wrote a couple of months ago about Arrow Valley Park. Apparently, that you said in the article that's the biggest park in a town in the world, apart from New York. We're so lucky in Redditch to have that on our doorstep, and we should all appreciate it and treat it, you know, as the treasure that it is. And our wildlife there, it's so beautiful. It's an incredible place. And sometimes I've been around there and just seeing bits of litter and things. And it's just, we need to all club together and get on this and give it the respect it deserves, because we are lucky to have it, aren't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, those Goslings, I nearly said baby Goslings, but of course Goslings are babies. They're so fluffy and lovable as well.
Absolutely.
And to see them all twisted and... and dead is very upsetting indeed. And well, let's hope from now on, you know, people can at least keep their dogs under control.
Absolutely. Do you know, as a matter of fact, how old geese can get?
I don't.
Have a guess.
I would say into their 20s.
Yeah, they can be 20.
Wow,
or so.
What a guess.
And swans can live to up to 35.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
That's amazing.
Yeah, and if you feed them, they are one of nature's... beautiful creatures, because I love this, you know, if you feed them as a human when they're little, they remember you forever and they're loyal to you for life. And and swans especially, they only have one partner for life, and if their partner dies, they can die of a broken heart. That's what I was learning the other day at the Witchbold bird sanctuary there. They were telling me all these amazing facts. Isn't that lovely?
That's incredible and really touching tale. And it's also just worth pointing out that swans are, of course, a protected species.
Yeah.
So,
doesn't the Queen own all of them or something?
That's
I heard that before.
Yes. So keep your dog under
control. We should tell her about this. Get Her Majesty on the case.
Listening. She's probably listening.
Absolutely.
Moving on, and you know, we talk about rubbish. We talk about rubbish a lot. We talk a lot of rubbish as well sometimes. But there's going to be an expo called Redditch Rethinks Rubbish, coming up in October the 19th. And we had this force of nature coming to visit us. It was a teacher from Birchinsale Middle School called Melanie Vaughan. And she is championing this this expo. She's part of Redditch One World Link. And Redditch One World Link, I don't know if you know, Redditch has got quite a few twin towns. And one of these twin towns is Mtwara in Tanzania. And some of the people in Redditch, like Jackie Morgan, for instance, they've been out to Mtwara and they've met the people there, and they've come over to Redditch, and we're forging links across the ocean, across continents, with this African town. And Mtwara is a seaport. It's on the eastern seafront of Tanzania, facing the Indian Ocean. And Melanie was spurred into action because somebody from Redditch was visiting Matwara, the twin town, and they were walking along the beach, and they were astonished to find this beach was just full of rubbish, full of plastic, all washed up on the shore. And this plastic, it wasn't from Tanzania or South Africa or Mozambique. It was from the West. And this was rubbish that had been chucked into the sea or deposited into the sea. And it made its way around into the Indian Ocean and was being washed up on the shores of Matwara. And, of course, it's the local people. Tanzania is a very poor country. It's the local people that have got to clean it up, get rid of all that rubbish. And this spurred Redditch One World Link to think, what can we do to highlight this? And so they've come up with this idea, Redditch Rethinks Rubbish. And Melanie is taking on the challenge of promoting it. And it sounds really good. I know we talked on this in the past, haven't we, about rubbish?
Yeah. I'm dying to hear what her ideas are.
Well, I'm about to enlighten you because I've got a sheet of paper here. And the aim is that they're going to have a reclaimed fashion show to recycle show. Because I think fashion is one of the biggest problem areas here, because in our throwaway culture, it's far, you know, clothes are so cheap these days. It's quite cheap to just, instead of wearing something out and then converting it into rags or hand-me-downs or whatever, people just go off and buy something new. So there's going to be a Redditch Reclaimed Fashion Show. There's going to be a photographic competition on the theme of recycling and renewables and waste and sustainability. There's going to be various exhibitors like Transition Town. Have you heard of Transition Town?
No, I haven't.
Transition Town, it's a UK-wide organisation that looks to promote recycling and making good with what we have. And they tie in very closely with Redditch Repair Cafe, where you can take along old electrical goods that don't work, and the wonderful people there, they fix them for you.
They just fixed an old vacuum cleaner that we had, and they were incredible. Yeah, saved us buying a new one.
I highly
recommend them. Yeah, I heard about them from the Standard, from you, and tried them out, and yeah, I really recommend them. They were brilliant.
Yeah, and they can fix your bicycle, they can fix your computer, obviously your vacuum, your transistor radio. I nearly said wireless there, but that really dates me, doesn't it?
That does date you. You're not that old.
I'm not that old. So, Redditch Repair Cafe are going to be there. Eco and Wise, which is this fantastic movement. In fact, we had Claire Davis on quite recently on the podcast. She's part of Eco and Wise, and it's all about making better use of what we have and recycling and renewables and such like. The Redditch Greens, Green Party, obviously. And Worcestershire's Recycling Exchange is going to be there.
Brilliant.
And if this all sounds a bit left field, it should be pointed out that it's all being supported by the Mayor, Councillor Roger Bennett, who's given Redditch Recycling Expo one of his free days at the Town Hall, because the Mayor gets three free days when he can give the Town Hall out as a venue.
Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah. And so it's going to be at the Town Hall. And it's on the 19th of October. And not only that, but they've engaged a keynote speaker as well. It's going to be Dr. Alan Dixon of the Institute of Science and the Environment from the University of Worcester, who's going to be talking about sustainability in Malawi and Zimbabwe.
Brilliant. Will anyone from Tanzania maybe be taking the trip over and...
There's going to be a Skype link.
Oh, okay,
great.
So I'm
glad you mentioned that. So, yes, there's going to be a link, direct link to Matwara.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, personally, I'd love to go out there.
I think we should go over and volunteer to help them clean up their beach. It'd be a nice nice thing to do, and it'd be a nice vacation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm sure, and I.
You and I. And I'm sure our expenses would cover the cost of flying out there. No problem.
That sounds fun. Oh, well, I'm so pleased to hear about things like this. I mean, I'm a massive advocate of changing the world and protecting our environment. And it's all about education, isn't it? These events are so good at educating people, because, and just coming up with ideas.
Things, well, that's right, yeah.
You know, one day somebody's going to crack it, aren't they, I hope. Somebody's going to think up an amazing way to rid the oceans of our plastics, and at least I think we're almost there. If we all stick together and keep on the right path, we're going to get there.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I was looking in my rubbish bin, which is something I occasionally do every now and contemplate my rubbish bin, and, it's full of plastic. There was the plastic wrapper from the cauliflower I'd bought. There was the green peppers I'd bought, wrapped in plastic. Tomatoes had a plastic film, a bit of cling film over the top of them. You know, it's quite depressing, the amount of plastic.
It is so depressing. I'm glad Waitrose, I think, they're doing a test in certain areas of the country right now where all of their natural produce doesn't come in plastic. People have their own special bags or something. So hopefully we'll see how that goes. But it's true. In America, it's even worse. They'll have like bananas which are already peeled in plastic.
You're kidding me.
No.
You're kidding me.
Somebody took a photo and put it on Facebook or Instagram or something. I mean, it's just, it beggars belief, doesn't it? It's some people are just so lazy. Some people are so lazy. But I think the message is definitely getting out there. And I think the kids of today, they're learning more and more about it in schools. And it's becoming a big issue, isn't it? It's right up there on the political stage, isn't it? It's winning elections. It's a talking point.
It is a talking point. I'm amazed at that, because bananas come with nature's own wrapper, don't they?
Already wrapped in plastic. It would take much more effort to unwrap them from the plastic.
It's just insane.
It really is.
Well, let's hope what America does today, we don't do tomorrow.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah. I think we should get all our prisoners to somehow be the ones who have to go through everyone's rubbish as their debt to society, sorting out the plastics and recycling. Do you not think that would be a good idea? I've always thought that. Put them to work somehow.
Well, I think they already do work, actually, a lot of prisoners. I think they, the less high security ones, I think they do a bit of work.
What sort of work do they do? Grounds?
Yes, I mean, for instance, Studley and Bloom, they have some of the prisoners come along and help out in the gardening and just sort of...
That's quite a nice job, though. I think we should give some of the bad prisoners some of the miserable jobs of going through everyone else's junk and sorting it out.
You never know what they might come across in there, though.
Okay, maybe not the mass murderers or anything, but...
Okay, well, that's a talking point as well. Moving on, it's the Redditch bid coming up, and we've already had Ken Williams, who's the manager from the Kingfisher Shopping Centre. He's been already on the podcast talking about the Redditch bid. Bid is Business Improvement District, and voting opens on that on the 28th of June. And at the moment, they're having a sort of final push before polling opens on that. They're holding a series of workshops in Millwood Square, which is the one with the atrium and the beautiful mosaics.
In the Kingfisher.
And I popped into one yesterday, dropped in, and just chatted to some of the people there, some of the business people. And it's all looking fairly positive, I think, for Redditch bid.
Great. Because other local towns, we've got a bid in Solihull, haven't we? I think Northfield had one. Worcester has one. I think Kidderminster, have they just been successful?
Yeah, Kidderminster's an interesting case in point, actually, because initially they turned down the idea of the bid.
Oh, right.
And if you think of a town like Kidderminster, I mean, it's pretty much down on its uppers, I think, Kidderminster. And for the business community to turn down an idea that, could transform the town and bring more business in, I thought that was crazy. So they put the bid back to them again, and this time they passed it.
Okay.
So, suddenly Kidderminster have perhaps seen the error of their ways or whatever, but, they've gone for it.
So explain what it is again, Ross. So local businesses in Redditch, for example, they'd each pay a fee every year, and the bid works on behalf of bringing people into the town, and is that right?
That's right. Yes, more or less. The businesses within the bid area, which is... for Redditch, it's the town centre, they pay 2% of their rateable value to the bid. And with that money, the bid group or the bid board, they come up with a business plan. In fact, they've already created the business plan to promote the town, more marketing, more promotions, more attractions. They could improve the safety. I mean, safety is in every town centre is an issue, isn't it? They can... They can put street wardens on the streets if they think that's appropriate. But it's something that gets the whole business community together to say, what can we do to bring more people in to improve the vitality of the town? And in fact, that's the name of the bid. It's called Revitalize Redditch. And that's the aim, to try and bring more in. And the bid, they've got a five-year program. And I think after 5 years, they've got to think, well, vote on it again, just in case people might think, wow, this has just been a total failure.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a five-year mandate, if it's successful, to transform the town.
And so how's it looking for us in Redditch?
Well, I was speaking to Ken yesterday, and it's looking pretty positive.
And Ken's the
manager of the Kingfisher Shopping Centre, although this is not a Kingfisher thing, it's important to emphasise that, but he is chairing the steering group at the moment, because everyone would probably think, oh, it's just going to bring everything into the Kingfisher, and all these businesses, including us, say, on Church Green and Unicorn Hill, etc., we're all going to miss out. But I don't think it is that at all. It's going to be more attractions, perhaps on Church Green. It's going to hopefully revitalise Ulster Street, which is just down the road here. So, you know, it's going to bring more people in, more business, more entertainment, and it's going to be promoting Redditch, really.
It sounds like an incredible thing. I really hope they're successful. So when will we find out? Do we know when it'll actually all happen?
Well, the polling closes on the 25th of July. So they've got 4 weeks. Local businesses, including ourselves, obviously.
Have we voted?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll have to find out.
You're going to have to find
out.
You'll find out. But yeah, polling doesn't open until the 28th. But I'm sure we've got our card by now. We must have our polling card. So it's going to be open for 4 weeks. And then hopefully we'll see if the bid can go ahead.
And is it just the local businesses in the catchment area?
That's right,
they're
yes.
They're the only ones who can vote.
Yeah, so for instance, Trafford Park, which is the other side of Ipsley Street, that's outside the area.
Right.
But those inside the area, Unicorn Hill, Church Green East, Market Square, the Town Hall, for instance, Ulster Street, Kingfisher, then they can all vote.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting.
Well, that's right. They need a majority of 50%. And it's not just a majority of 50%. It's also a majority of the rateable value as well. So those paying the higher rateable value have also got to be in favour of it.
And is it just local businesses, or do the big chain stores and national type of outlets... I mean, would HSBC Bank be voting?
Oh, yes, yes. They all get a vote. And, you know, for instance, if we take the Kingfisher, Boots the Chemist.
Yeah.
I mean, they are in favour of bids anyway.
Great, okay.
So, and I gather that the manager from Boots in Redditch, I mean, she's on the steering committee. And Debenhams as well. I mean, they're in favour broadly of bids.
Okay.
So,
because I'm sure they'll have to pay a lot more than a lot of us.
Yes.
But it's all relative, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And but also, they also stand to gain an awful lot as well. You know, I was part of the bid in Solihull when I was editor of a newspaper there, and I mean, that's just been tremendously successful.
I know Melanie Palmer actually, who runs
the
Solihull bid very well. And she's incredible. I mean, what she's done for Solihull is just absolutely outstanding. And I love the fact that they do have these, I think you called them wardens earlier.
Yes,
she's got
right.
four wardens. And they go round every single business, every week, just popping in, having a cup of tea with the owner or whatever, and seeing how they can help. And they're really starting to help clear up the homeless situation on Solihull High Street as well at the moment, because of course there's so many police have lost their job over there. They don't have a police presence at all now on the high street. Apparently it's purely the Solihull bid people who are doing that job, so I have a lot of respect for what's happened in Solihull. I didn't know you were part of it.
Well, I was there at the beginning.
Oh, well done.
There at the beginning, and the great thing about the bid in Solihull was it's slightly different from Redditch, obviously, you know, different catchment area. You know, for Solihull, it was, well, we're already successful. Why do we need to pay more money into a bid to become even more successful when we are successful already? And that was kind of touch and go at the time, whether or not it would actually be approved by the businesses. But, you know, they picked that ball up and they ran with it. And, you know, ever since then, the events that go on there.
They put on fantastic events. Every single weekend, there's something amazing going on.
That's right. I'm interrupting you.
No, I was sorry to interrupt you, I think. You know more about it than me. We're just excited about this, aren't we?
Well, yes. Solihull Bid, they put magazines on trains down to London so that Solihull gets marketed in London. And it's just very clever the way they've managed it. And I think Redditch could do something, you know, similar. You know, I'm hopeful. You know, they reckon they should get £1 million over those 5 years to do something to revitalise Redditch.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I feel they could do something here.
Oh, well, let's keep our fingers crossed and do all we can to make it happen.
Yeah, yes, indeed. In fact, I'm quoted on the bid prospectus. So, gosh, let's hope it all goes ahead.
Maybe it's all down to you, Rush. You obviously got Solihull off the ground, and now hopefully you'll get Redditch off the ground.
I'm not even a bit player in this. I'm not even a bit player. And, you know, the people who are involved, I mean, I think they're doing a fantastic job. Mm. Absolutely. And we'll be supporting them all the way. And that just about brings our selection of stories to an end. But we've got some great ones bubbling away in the old computer downstairs. And it's going to be a great edition of the newspaper this week.
Fantastic, can't wait.
Absolutely. And I think it's time I shut up and went over to you while you did the entertainment.
Okay.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard Podcast because you have impeccable taste.
Thanks, Ross. Yes, I'm back to tell you about some fun things coming up this week in town. My name's Claire at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Redditch area. Starting off on Saturday, the 22nd of June, we've got the historic Feckenham Wake returning to Feckenham, and they tell us it's going to be more entertaining than ever. Thousands of people are expected to attend the event, which is held across the square, the recreation field and the village hall, and it all kicks off at 1 p.m. on Saturday. There's going to be a mixture of new and traditional attractions, including Punch and Judy, laser tagging, vintage bikes, classic cars. There's also going to be bungee trampolining, apparently, and strolling circus entertainers from the Rogue Play Theatre. There's also a bar, a pop-up Prosecco bar, and of course, the very popular annual dog show. And there's even a circus skills workshop, which is going to be there this year. Sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Do try and get yourself over to Feckenham for a fun day for the whole family on Saturday. We've also got Mozart's Requiem from Redditch Choral Society happening at St Stephen's Church on Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m. start there. Some really talented musicians and singers are going to be there. The full professional orchestra is led by Peter Bridle. Quite an experience hearing Mozart's Requiem in such a stunning venue as well. Do try and go along, and that's at St Stephen's Church Saturday evening. We've also got a fun play on, Mutiny on the Pinafore, but from Aswood Bank Operatic Societies. This is their annual summer concert happening at St Matthias and St George Church in Aswood Bank. This is Fraser Charlton's engaging sequel to Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, telling the story of what happens next to Captain Corcoran and Little Buttercup, Rack, Straw and Josephine, and Sir Joseph and Hebe. It promises more nautical mayhem, all set to Sullivan's music, both well-known and less well-known. Starts at 7:30 p.m. there, and tickets will be available on the door. And we've also been told there's a fun night going on at the Oast House on Saturday evening too, with Floor Thrillers Party Band putting on a show there. The Oast House at redditch.co.uk for more details on that. Moving on to Sunday, the 23rd of June. Don't forget it's Studley Car Boot Sale in the morning. Gates open at 6 a.m. The postcode via SatNav is B96 6ER. And you can also find out details on studleycarbootsale.co.uk. There's also a 10K running event happening at Hanbury Hall, which is totally free. So if you like your running, registration is at 8:30 and you get sent on your way at about 9 a.m. It's always lovely running around those beautiful countryside fields and things around Hanbury Hall. Definitely one not to miss if you like your running. There's a fun play worth going to see over in Henley and Arden on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. It's Redcoats from the Micron Theatre in Wootton Warren Village Hall. That's 3 p.m. And then in the evening, don't forget, it's Alan's Charity Quiz Night at the Bell Inn in Aswood Bank. Always a great time there. We love Alan and we love his quiz night. Moving on to Tuesday, the 25th of June. One for the ladies. We've got the Dream Boys, the UK's most famous girls' night out, back at the Palace Theatre. 7:30 p.m. start there. Who's coming with me? Then on Thursday, the 27th of June, I highly recommend you go and see this. It's The Secret Lives of Henry and Alice at the Palace Theatre. This is from the writer and creators of Doreen, and this is another award-winning comedy and a very different theatrical experience. It's basically a hilarious insight into married life, starring Jill Jordan and Tom Roberts, who you might know from Emmerdale, Doctors, 2.4 Children, etc. They play Henry and Alice, a married couple with apparently only a pet goldfish in common. They fantasize their way into outlandish situations to escape the tedium of their everyday lives. But of course, there's always an extraordinary twist to the tale. Perhaps it's only Orca, the goldfish, and you who will finally discover what lies behind their secret lives. It's a brilliant show. Definitely try and see it. Tickets from the Palace Theatre. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call and we'll help you publicise it to the readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast, and we'll also pop you on all our social media channels. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week. Back to you, Ross.
Thanks, Claire. Hey, loads going on in Redditch this week. And my goodness, spoilt for choice, really. Spoilt for choice. All I need to do is say thank you to Claire for doing our leisure and entertainment. Also for stepping in at the last moment after Councillor Brunner's son fell ill. That was our guest. And just to remind you that to get in touch with the Redditch Standard, my phone number is 01527 588 697. You can contact me by email at ross.crawford@bullivantmedia.com. or at editor@redditchstandard.co.uk. Don't forget also to check our website for our updates at www.redditchstandard.co.uk. And thank you for listening and see you next week. Bye now.